Music That Moves Me celebrates the art and power of music in Maine. Thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Veryl Dana, and listeners like you. Today's segment features Gary Bangor of Falmouth. Welcome to Music That Moves Me.
So in the summer of 1972, I was an 18-year-old growing up in the suburbs of Philadelphia. My best friend and I at the time regretted that we were too young to have attended the Woodstock Music Festival. I wasn't quite 16 probably when Woodstock occurred. There's no way we could have went or didn't even know about it ahead of time. It was afterwards when it made the news, and we just wanted so badly to have been there or something like that. When we heard there was a Philadelphia Folk Festival coming, we decided we had to go, even if it was not a rock concert.
If I could choose a place to die, it would be in your arms.
So we packed a big, heavy canvas tent into my 1960 Ford Falcon with its hand-brushed green paint, and we headed to a site called Old Pool Farm. Everyone at the festival was aware of the Hurricane Agnes warnings, but we weren't going to miss out, and it rained at Woodstock, we figured.
But I love
the music was great on Saturday night, and when it ended, we went to sleep in our tent. Well, those old canvas tents, even if they didn't fall down, if you touched it, it would leak wherever it was touched. So when they collapse on you, you're just getting drenched. And we were cold, and I don't even think we had a flashlight. We couldn't find our way out. I can still picture hearing the voices and the lights and opening it up and thinking, we're fine, we're going to get out of here.
Do you want to see me cry across the board? Do you want to hear me beg you to take me back? I'd gladly do it, though. I don't want to play.
Once we got out, that was the only safe place to go was going to be the car. We thought, well, at least we'll get out of the rain and the wind. My friend, who was also named Gary, was in the back seat. I got in the front. They had these green foam seat covers that had clips on them. We just pulled them off, wrapped ourselves up in them. And I had installed an AM/FM radio in that old car because it didn't have a radio. When I started the car and the radio came on, it was Eric Clapton's Bell Bottom Blues. Slow bluesy song that just made me feel warm and comforted. We were so cold, and with the FM radio, which was new at the time, it just sounded so good.
Bell bottom blues, don't say goodbye. Surely gonna beat again.
My name's Gary Bangor. I live in Falmouth, Maine, and this is Music That Moves Me.
All of our Music That Moves Me stories are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mainepublic.org for all the details.